Hi, it's Darnell with Wheel of Oven Recipes, and this is my 30-day review of the Power Air Fryer Oven 360. It is a air fryer convection toaster oven. It also has a rotisserie. So I have already done an unboxing and very detailed review video of a lot of the features of the unit. If you've not seen that video, I recommend you see that. This video is more for after 30 days of use to discuss some of my experiences, go over a brief overview of what it can do, but more in the context of my experiences with the unit. But I will say, and I've got a lot of notes that I need to reference to go over because there's a lot I have to say here. The unit, when I bought mine, I got mine for about $210 or so, $218 at Kohl's. Now it's selling for about $250 at Kohl's. You can get it at Sam's Club for about $175. It was on sale when I got mine, or just around the time I got mine, at powerairfryeroven.com. It's no longer on sale on their site. I called them about that, and they said that they are just out of stock and bringing it back, but it seemed kind of weird that they removed it. So we'll see if they bring it back on sale on their site or not. I know there is an Emeril Lagasse air fryer oven 360, and from what I've seen of that Emeril model, it's the exact same thing as this Power Air Fryer Oven 360. I've seen from my review of spec of that Emeril model, there's absolutely nothing different from this Power Air Fryer Oven 360 from what I've seen, but that was just from my review of its spec versus what the Power Air Fryer Oven 360 has to offer. So I wanted to just kind of go over some of the parts real quick. This is the rotisserie, and I want to talk about the rotisserie first. The rotisserie bar is rated for 4 pounds, which I've mentioned before. I've tried putting a 6-pound chicken on the rotisserie, and the issue is not the bar being able to hold it from my experience at 6 pounds. The problem was that a six pound chicken was too wide. 6 pound chicken was just too wide, so it would keep hitting the bottom no matter how I tried to position or truss it. A 6 pound chicken was just too wide to spin once I got it inside of the Power Air Fryer Oven 360. It kept scraping the bottom. So you can, as they recommend, just use the rotisserie for up to a 4 pound chicken. That's no bigger than the chicken you can get into the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite. I already got a video about putting a 4 pound chicken in the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite. So, you know, there's basically no difference here as far as the size of chicken that you can put in for rotisserie. I have done a full-size 6 pound chicken just roasting it in this Power Air Fryer Oven 360. In fact, I've done it twice. So there's a video already out about when I did a 6 pound chicken, and it took over 2 hours. I did a second one after that video, and that one took just under 2 hours. It took 1 hour 55 minutes. So it takes about 2 hours to roast like a 6 pound chicken in this Power Air Fryer Oven 360, which I find peculiar because I can roast a chicken in like the Newegg Bravo XL Smart Oven in 1 hour. In 1.5 hours, I can roast 2 whole chickens in the Newegg Bravo XL Smart Oven. All, you know, and this I did 425 degrees when I did the second cook that took 1 hour 55 minutes. In a Newegg Bravo XL Smart Oven, 425, and it knocks it out 2 chickens in 1.5 hours. So I just find it peculiar that this Power Air Fryer Oven 360, it seems like when it's really, really large meat, it seems to not be able to cook as quickly as with smaller meats. Now, there are videos coming where I've air fried chicken in here and grilled chicken in here, and that goes pretty quick. That goes as quick as it does in any other cooker. Goes as quick as it does in the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite when it's smaller sized meat and chickens and such. But when you get into like your big 6 pound chicken and such, for some reason this cooker seems to take a whole lot longer. And just to show you what comes with the unit, there's this crisper tray. You only get one of these crisper trays. I don't know if you've seen any promotional material that makes you more than one, but it only comes with one. I just seen a complaint of somebody made in a review about theirs. They thought they were getting two crisper trays when you only get one. This is the baking pan. that you basically put like your chicken and other roast on in pots and things if you want to cook a stew. And this is what they call a pizza rack. It's just a rack you put in there. You can set your baking tray on that. This cooker has what they say are 5 heating elements. There's 2 up top, 2 on the bottom, and they're calling the fan on the side a heating element. In something like the New Wave Bravo Exo Smart Oven, it says it has 5 heating elements because it has 3 on top, 2 on the bottom, and it also has an air fryer fan. So, you know, this has 4 bars of heating, you know, 4 bars that get hot, and then they're counting the air fryer fan as the 5th heating element. Just something to keep in mind there. It does, because it has heating elements on the top and bottom, it is able to cook the bottoms of things better than, say, the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite would, as far as cooking things on both sides. So this 360 can get heat on all sides really well, and that's one good benefit. Now, the Power Air Fryer Oven 360, it can bake. I've got a pie bake video coming up to prove that it can bake. It can air fry foods. There's air fryer videos coming. It can air fry, you know, pretty well. I will say that when it air fries, the one, I guess, complaint that I have about air frying is that this unit has an air fry option preset, but that air fry preset only goes up to 400 degrees. The bake function can go hotter. So it has an air fryer fan option for the bake function. So if you really want to air fry something really hot, you have to set it to bake and turn it up to like 425, 450 and use the air fryer fan if you want to get the hottest air fry. If you do air fry at 400, it cooks a softer fry. So it's not as crisp of a fry as you would if you do like up to 450 on a bake with the air fryer. So I don't know why they made an air fry option that only goes up to 400 and doesn't heat that hot and doesn't give you a super crisp. So that's just my complaint there about the air fry option. And I do have a video where I show the results using just the 400 degree air fry option, and another where I use a hotter cook. So it can dehydrate. There is a dehydrate video coming. It dehydrates just equally on par with like the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite. You just have one crisper tray though, so you can't dehydrate as much as you can in the Power Air Fryer Oven Elite or the Power Air Fryer Ovens. You can't air fry as much, you can't dehydrate as much, because you only got this one crisper tray, and this one crisper tray can't hold as much as 3 or 4, depending on your size of your Power Air Fryer Oven. You know, the 6-quart Power Air Fryer Oven has 3 crisper trays. I think the 8-quart, it might have, I don't know if it's 4 or 5, but still it's more, and way more than you can get in this one crisper tray here. I will say that this unit, it always heats the top and bottom even. And that's something I want to point out when I say it cooks the top and the bottom evenly. We have experiences like with the New Wave Bravo XL Smart Oven. A lot of times I might be cooking something that might cook the top more than the bottom, and I have to turn the top heating elements on the New Wave Bravo down so that it doesn't continue to overcook the top. And I was concerned about that when using the Power Air Fryer Oven 360, that this doesn't have the capability to adjust the intensity of the top versus bottom heating element. I thought I would need to be able to do that, you know, if something got overcooked on the top or something. But that doesn't happen in the Power Air Fryer Oven 360. It cooks all sides even, and so everything always comes out with a nice even cook. I haven't had a situation where I'm like, oh, things are too hot on the top, I wish I could turn the top down. That hasn't happened. It cooks all sides even. That's a great feature in this smart oven. This smart oven, this Power Air Fryer Oven 360, it does heat things more in the front than in the back. Like basically, if you have a bunch of toast all over the rack and you're heating a whole bunch of toast, you'll see the toast in the front heats faster than the toast in the back. Other foods that you cook, you may see heat faster in the front than the back. So when you're cooking things that cook for a while, sometimes you may want to spin. When I cook like whole chickens, I haven't seen that great of a difference front to back to need to like spin a chicken or anything of that nature. But you know, when you're doing things like toast and other things, you may want to, you know, adjust based on your experiences with that. I will say, just Because this is more a convection toaster oven that is enhanced to air fry well. And as a basic toaster, it does a fabulous job as a basic toaster. I mean, its settings for toast are pretty spot on for what you can select as far as the different levels of toast that you may want. And, so it works out real good as far as, when you just want to pop out some toast or toast a bagel or something. Its settings are pretty good. And regarding its settings, it remembers settings that you put in. So, like, if you put a setting in for, a certain degree of toast and a certain number of slices, it'll remember that. It'll remember that until you unplug the unit. If you ever have to unplug the unit, all your settings are lost. And you have to, put them all in again. It'll remember them again later the next time you use them. So the memory is as good as long as you have it plugged in or you don't have a power outage. I will say the racks of the unit, they're very stable. So, I've never had an issue with the racks having a problem. I had a New Wave Bravo that was having some rack issues, but I got it replaced and the replacement worked out fine. It's had very stable racks in the replacement unit. But this Power Air Fryer 360, everything I've put on it has held up very fine. This unit's size only allows for up to a 12-inch pizza in diameter. And you can't even get like a 13-inch pizza pan in here. This unit overall is smaller than some other smart ovens out there, like the New Wave Bravo and the Breville Smart Oven Air. This is more like the size of the Breville Smart Oven, not the Smart Oven Air, but more, I guess, like the size of the Breville Smart Oven as far as what it can hold. One thing that I wanted to point out is that in cooking with this cooker, when you're baking cookies, the cookies don't fall. You have to, as you're cooking the cookies, you have to try maybe after some minutes, maybe just vent a little. Like, don't have it running with it open, but just pause to cook for a minute and then vent things open for about 10 seconds, close it up and continue to cook. It seems like it's so sealed in there. Things are so sealed that the cookies don't fall. They try and mushroom up or something. And you have to, either try and open the door for a moment to pause the cook and open the door, or take a spatula and press them down so that they stay down like you want them to. This cooker does a great job cooking bacon. If you get any smoke from this, it's going to be at the very end of the cook, and so it's not going to be a big deal. But it does a great job with cooking bacon, cooking frozen biscuits, cooking sausages. I got a video coming where you're going to see it cooking sausage and bacon at the same time. Sausage and biscuits at the same time. You can cook your sausage and biscuits at the same time, have your sausage biscuit. So it's pretty good stuff. A lot of the functions on this Power Air Fryer Oven 360 have a preheat. Most of them have a preheat. So it's like everything except for reheat and a couple other things have a preheat on them. So that's more than something like the New Wave Bravo and some other cookers I've used that don't have a preheat on everything, but this has a preheat on most of the functions. So you're going to have to, with using this, get accustomed to preheating before you let it start. It does cook better when you allow it to preheat. I do think that the colors on the screen here, it lights up blue when you first turn it on. It lights up orange when things are hot, so you know it's hot. I like the color light up scheme, and I've demonstrated that in plenty of cook videos and also in the earlier unboxing and review that was a very detailed review. One thing that you get to realize when you use this unit, when you use the air fryer, and the air fryer fan is something you can use as an option on most of the options that it has for baking and other types of cooking, the air fryer fan is very loud. It's very loud. And when you're doing dehydration, the air fryer fan is running the whole time you're doing dehydration. It's part of the dehydration process and preset. Hours with this thing making noise, it can get annoying. It can get real annoying. I would not go to this device I got a lot of devices to choose from. I wouldn't go to this device to do my regular dehydration personally, because I've got other devices I can use. But it can dehydrate and dehydrate well all the same. So if you don't mind that extra noise, it's a good dehydrator as far as dehydrators go. As far as getting it done, it's just the sound can be annoying. The unit's very easy to clean. You have to clean the parts by hand. They don't recommend a dishwasher, but They're all very easy to clean. This pan is very non-stick. A lot of times I don't even use foil. They don't want you to really use foil in this unit at all. And I don't use foil in it, and it all cleans out very easy by hand. So I want to get into whether this unit is better than, say, the Breville line of cookers. I will say, you know, definitely not better than the Breville Smart Oven Air, because that's a bigger unit and has so many features. Is it better than the Breville Smart Oven? Not the Smart Oven Air, but the smaller Breville Smart Oven. I'll say that just what I've seen, I haven't used the Breville line of cookers, but from what I've seen of the Breville Smart Oven, the smaller one, the Breville Smart Oven probably has more features inside of its different settings than this has. So the Breville Smart Oven is probably better overall, in my opinion, more than likely, just because it seems to have more features than this one has. But, you know, if you can get this for $175 at Sam's Club, that's a whole lot less than like the $250 Breville Smart Oven. So, you know, I'd say for the savings, you know, this would be the good one to get, just because it's a better deal. Now, is this better than the Power Air Fryer Oven? I would say this. If you have a Power Air Fryer Oven already, I wouldn't throw it out to get this. I would say if you don't have a Power Air Fryer Oven, you've been looking at the Power Air Fryer Oven, and maybe now you're thinking about this, I would say this is better overall than the Power Air Fryer Oven if you don't have one, because this can bake. The Power Air Fryer Oven is not really a baker. So you can, with this, bake, air fry, and do your other work. And so if you're not doing a lot of air frying, this is a good one to go with. If you gotta do a whole lot of air frying, then you still gotta go with the Power Air Fryer Oven, because it can hold so much more. If you're doing a whole lot of dehydrating, Power Air Fryer Oven is gonna be able to dehydrate a whole lot more. And both of them make noise. Power Air Fryer Ovens make noise. I think this one, I don't know if it's much louder in noise. It's probably a little louder in noise. It just seems more annoying to me as far as its noise. It's probably a little louder, but and I guess the fan, it kind of makes more of a noise than the Power Air Fryer Oven fan. So as far as sounds go, if you got a Power Air Fryer Oven, this is a little louder in my opinion. Now, is this better than the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven? No. Plain answer, no, it's not. I mean, the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven is still my champ as far as what is my favorite cooker. New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven, no doubt, hands down, absolute winner. It's got the probe feature that you can cook to perfection, anything you want to cook. It's got all the options and features to air fry, dehydrate, and everything. It does a great job. It's a great baker. So, no, this is not as good, in my opinion, as the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven. And you can get the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven for less. And this is not a sponsored video by anybody. Now, I will just say for, I guess, legacy sake, the older New Wave Oven Pro, you know, is this better than the older New Wave Oven Pro? This is the quandary with whether it's better than the New Wave Oven Pro. This is so small as far as size that, you know, the New Wave Oven can hold so much more, and it's like this can bake. The New Wave Oven, you know, it can bake, but it's not as even a bake as with this. But I would say if you have a New Wave Oven, I'd probably just stay with the New Wave Oven. I wouldn't jump to this. If you want to jump from the New Wave Oven, I'd say jump to the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven. As far as a New Wave Oven, if I already had a New Wave Oven, I'd keep the New Wave Oven and not get this. If I didn't have a New Wave Oven or this, I might get this just because it's a newer model and it, you know, does it even bake and such. But that's my thoughts there as far as that's concerned. Still, overall, the New Wave Breville XL Smart Oven is the champ in my book. So that's all that I have for my review of the Power Air Fryer Oven 360. It did get into some comparison with other units that I use, just because, you know, there's a lot that's covered here on this channel, a lot of different cookers. You've got a lot of different options. The choice is yours in the end. I just, you know, try and help give you information. I don't want to tell you, you know, I really don't want to tell you to get one or the other, because I don't want to be responsible for your choice if you don't like it. But I just tell you what I personally like. Really, what I'm saying I like is what I personally like. And, you know, I do say, you know, well, if you have this, you maybe want to do that or get that. But that really, at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's your choice. And so, you know, you have to live with what you put your dollar on. But I think that the Power Air Fryer Oven 360 overall, it's a good unit. It's a good cooker. I mean, it beats a conventional oven, you know. It's not going to totally heat your whole house and stuff like that. It's going to use less energy. It does a great job air frying and, you know, it does some good stuff. But I guess, you know, just comparing to other cookers, I had to give my point of view on those as well. So anyway, we'll end it there. And so I have recipes for this cooker, and there's more videos for this cooker coming because there are some other cooks that I've already done that are coming out. But you can find written recipes for this and other cookers at superwaveovenrecipes.com. Direct access to this YouTube channel is through waveovenrecipes.com.